Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Right now, this was almost shocking to us yesterday that we walked away from the show.
Oh, well, yeah.
Feeling good.
Feeling good about something that happened. Because I believe it was Laura that called us up and said that her friend who was over here from Scotland lost her engagement ring in the flukiest of ways.
The title of her email was, "It'd be funny if it wasn't true."
Right. And I think that's pretty accurate. So listen to this, and we actually had closure on something on the Bert Show where everybody walked away happy. It was Bert Show listeners helping out other Bert Show listeners. This was pretty cool yesterday on the show. If you missed it just about a half an hour ago, we started talking to Laura about some friends that were visiting her from Scotland that ended up in a really nasty situation.
Our friends Graham and Jenny live in Scotland, and they scraped their money together for Jenny's birthday to come over here. We go out to dinner for Jenny's birthday, and Graham decides he's going to propose. So he gives her the ring at dinner. Everything goes fine. We have a few drinks, and we were on our way home, and the ring was too big for her ring finger, so she put it on her middle finger. Okay. We're sitting in the car, and she puts it on her ring finger to show it to me and gestures, and it flies off of her finger and bounces off the windshield of my car and goes into the defrost vents of my car.
What bad luck,
so,
man.
Of course, at the time, you know, everybody was like, oh, all you have to do, you just take out a couple trays, we'll just, everything will be fine. She gets out of the car, and we all realize that it's the worst possible situation that could have happened. So the next morning, we got on the phone with the dealership, and we talked to them about what to do, and they say that it is the worst possible place in the car it could have landed. Basically, every single part in the car is stacked up on top of the defrost system behind the dash. It's going to be between $1,500 and $3,000 to get out of the dashboard of the car.
Which may or may not be more expensive than the actual ring itself, you know?
That's exactly right.
So we got Laura some help here, and a couple of people called up and volunteered, and it looks like we finally got this thing done, and we're going to find somebody that's certified to work on BMWs and get that engagement ring out. But, Laura.
Yes.
You said your friends in Scotland's names there were?
Graham and Jenny.
Graham and Jenny.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Graham is on the phone from Scotland.
Hey! Hey, Laura.
Hi, Graham.
How are you?
Oh, how are you?
I'm good and absolutely delighted and so happy that all the lovely people that have called in and made those offers.
Oh, I love that lovely Scottish accent.
I know, right?
It's awesome.
Play some bagpipes.
Jeff.
I will definitely be back to Atlanta, not least because of wonderful friends like Laura, Denver, Ali and Tina, but also the generosity that everyone has shown this morning has so humbled me. I'm just so happy.
You're so cute.
Oh, congratulations.
Hey, remember Robin who called a few minutes ago and her husband, who's the manager at a BMW dealership, was trying to call at the same time?
Yup.
We have him on line three.
Line three?
He's on line three.
All right, Graham, hold on one second here.
I will do.
Okay. Hello, be with you just one bloody minute.
Jeff.
What the hell was that?
He's like Mr. Insult to everyone today.
What is wrong? That's
good morning, Paul.
You're not good at accents, honey.
Why do you talk over there?
Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Excellent, thank you. Now, Paul, you work where?
Global BMW.
Global BMW. All right, and can you help Laura? Have you heard her situation with the engagement ring with Jenny and Graham?
I've heard the situation. My wife called me and told me what's going on, and we'd be happy to take care of it.
Fantastic.
Yay!
Thank you. Again, that's Global Imports. Global Imports.
How
global
appropriate.
Imports.
Global. He's in Scotland. We're here. Global. It's appropriate.
Wow.
Destiny.
Full circle. I know. Fate.
Hey, Graham.
The United Nations of car repair.
Graham, is there anything you want to say to Paul here? Because he's going to be the one to inevitably help you out here.
Paul, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am so pleased that you've been able to do this for me.
Hey,
two offers I would love to make. The next time we're in Atlanta, we'll make a point of trying to meet up and I'll get you a beer or two or maybe three. And if you're ever over in Scotland, then I would love to meet up and, again, buy you a beer or two.
I want to go to Scotland now.
It all revolves around beer in Scotland, doesn't it?
I think whiskey as well should get a mention because it's a very important part of our life.
Don't want to insult you, sorry.
Okay. Graham, I'm curious a little bit about the history of the ring. How long did it take you to get this ring for? And, you know, how did you pick it? I just think it's so sad that she had it for 4 hours before it got stuck in the car.
I had got it about 2 weeks before. It was really for about 3 months we'd been planning it out. That I was going to ask Jenny to marry me, but of course the one person that didn't know was Jenny. So hard as I tried, I went to the wire to try and get her finger size so that I could get her one that had a proper fit, and things got so close. And eventually I had to go to the jewellers, and the jeweller agreed that if it wasn't the correct size, then they would resize it or whatever. So I really only had the ring for about 2 weeks.
And knew that there might be a sizing issue.
Yeah. Well, that was why it flew off her finger.
And I'm just curious. I always wonder this.
So I have no regrets at all about surprising Jenny, especially asking her to marry me, but... the size thing is maybe one that I should revisit in future. And advice to any guys out there, if you're going to surprise your girlfriend, you know, get the ring size first.
Hey, Graham, I'm always curious, where was the ring hidden when you guys were traveling from Scotland to the States?
Well, there is a story, because we took two suitcases with us, and we basically just, you know, threw some things in the big case, some things in the small case. So I actually stuck it in my jeans pocket, which was in the big suitcase. And we got searched at Edinburgh Airport the Monday when we were flying over. And I had to make excuses to Jenny so that if they had opened and rummaged right through the suitcase, that they couldn't have gone, "And what's this, sir?" In which case, the whole thing would have been blown. But fortunately, they never got that far down.
So you kind of lucky, right?
That way.
What was the story you were going to tell her? Because you just said that you had a story. Did you say you had a story planned?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Well, no.
I'm just trying to get him to talk more, that's all.
A story in the event that the security guy had asked, why, such an expensive piece of jewelry was there.
Hey, listen to this. This is so unbelievable. Let me put Jill on here real quick. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Bert.
Go ahead, talk to Graham.
Hey, Graham. I'm coming to Scotland on Monday.
Yeah.
My husband and I are going with another group of friends, and we're going to play golf. And if the ring's going to be ready, I would love to bring it to you.
Oh, yay!
Wonderful.
I don't know where I'm going to be or where you are. I don't know much about Scotland, but if I could help it anyway, it's just so random.
Right. Have you any idea in what area you're playing golf?
Excuse me?
Have you any idea what area of Scotland you're playing golf in?
I think we're playing in a few different areas. We're definitely doing St. Andrews. We're doing Troon.
Oh.
We're doing, I don't know, a few other places. We're definitely going to be in Edinburgh.
Right, okay, well, I work in Edinburgh.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We're going to be there in 30 days, and I'm hand-delivering it myself.
Oh, okay.
We're not letting this thing go anywhere else.
Okay, that makes sense.
Why don't you trust Jill?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jill. Maybe I can get your information anyways, and we can meet you up in Scotland, and you
and have a beer.
Local stuff.
Whiskey.
Shots.
They clearly don't trust you, Jill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, congrats. I'm just glad you'll get your ring back and everything, and it'll all work out for you.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks for the offer. You have a good time in Scotland.
Thank you so much. And Bert Show, I love you guys the most, and I'm so happy right now that I'm on the radio.
Thanks.
Oh, awesome. Have a great trip. And I just think our listeners are the best.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you this. How long do you think it would be for Global Imports to get that ring out of the dash?
I'll set the appointment up for tomorrow, if that's good.
Perfect.
We should have it out by tomorrow evening.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
now,
that's so
is
awesome.
This really a 15-hour project we're talking about, Paul?
Honestly, I'm not sure. But I know that we'll take care of it.
But we're okay with you volunteering other people because they technically work for you. So volunteer all you want.
I would. I wish that somebody had a picture so that when the car just at the point where the most dismantling has taken place to get that ring and the ring first comes out, I'd love to see. I'd love somebody to take a picture of them pulling the ring out.
I will take pictures and it'll be up on the website.
Perfect. Perfect.
Nice. Hey, Paul. Again, thank you to you and everybody at Global Imports for helping us out.
Not a problem. Happy to take care of it.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and obviously we'll get some information from you, Paul, Laura. I think our work is done here.
Oh, you guys are the best.
And Graham, congratulations. We will have that ring to you when Laura comes to visit you in 30 days.
That is wonderful. Thank you to everyone at Q100, and have a good day, all.
And you make sure Jenny gets that thing sized.
I will do. Don't you worry. First thing we do.
I bet.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, let's get back to Dana here, because we've been talking to Dana now for a couple of months, correct?
Correct. I mean, she first came to us because she said she was 27 years old, and she had never been on a date before, ever, ever in her life. And so she was going to go on her first date with a man who just happened to be 58 and a friend of her parents.
Yeah.
And so she ended up going out with him, and she's still going out with him.
Things have progressed. I mean, she's fallen for this guy. It's the first dude she's ever gone out with, you know? So we talked to her about 2 weeks ago, and let's just all get caught up. Here's about 60 seconds of the conversation we had with her 2 weeks ago.
Honestly, I really didn't think that I would be where I am right now just from one day. I have spent, we hang out every night at his house, mm-hmm. and it's getting more serious mm-hmm. and more serious, and everything is so amazing right now. I really didn't believe that I would get all of this out of one date, and I'm so in love with him, mm-hmm. and this is amazing too, he's actually planning a vacation for us in Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, wow. And I mean, it's so amazing that he's so giving, and he's so sweet to me, and I never would have imagined I would be where I am right now. And that's why I didn't take a lot of people's advice when they were saying you should really not do this because he's older. But for the first time I met him, he was just so easy to talk to, and I had such a great time with him, and he takes such good care of me, and he really just wants to make me happy. And so I just feel like, you know, that I definitely have an amazing thing here. That's kind of where I'm at.
How's the intimacy department?
It's great. I'm over at his house every night, so.
It's kind of a nice visual right there. You guys want to take any kind of predictions?
I think they're still going well because they have a vacation, from what I remember, planned here soon. So I think everything will be fine until that vacation.
I wonder if she's met any of his friends or if he's met any of her friends. That's what I'm curious about.
She has cheated on him with a friend of hers' grandfather.
Good morning, Dana.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I can instantly tell with the excitement of your voice that things are going very well with Matlock.
Yes, they are. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Everything is so great. And I know everybody's been really skeptical, and people are, you know, wondering what's going on, but it's, everything is absolutely great. And I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, I really didn't imagine that I would get everything I got out of, you know, one date. And I'm so happy right now. I really am. I'm still happy. Everything's great. my lease is actually up in June.
No, on my apartment. You're not.
And we've been talking about moving in together. And he's even given me a promise ring, which is just incredible.
What?
58-year-old man giving you a promise ring.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to move in with him in June?
We're talking about it. I'm seeing if it's, you know, we're just kind of discussing back and forth, just some options, and we've talked about it. So I'm leaning towards doing it, yes.
When is your vacation with him?
The vacation is over Memorial Day.
Do your parents have any idea of how fast things are moving?
They know that I really, really like him and that I'm falling in love with him, yes.
And what's their reaction been? Because initially they said, you know, maybe you want to slow things down here. Maybe this isn't right.
I think that they still think that it's just going to be, you know, kind of a first date issue and that it'll all fizzle out. I think that's what they think. I think that's what they're hoping for. But I've been really honest with them. And telling him that I'm really falling in love with him and, you know, that I really like him. So we'll see. I mean, they think it's just going to be a phase and I'll get over it.
Do they know that you're going to move in with him?
No, because we're still discussing it. So, once we get things situated completely, then I'll tell them. But since we're just kind of discussing it, I'm not going to tell them yet.
So. What does he do for a living?
He sells stock, things like that. He used to run a company when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
It was a private-owned business, but now he's into stock trading.
So, I mean, he's doing well for himself. I mean, you can see yourself very, very secure financially with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's our biggest problem with this? Is it his age or is it the fact that this is her first relationship?
The first relationship.
I think it's the first relationship. Well, I think it's both.
Yeah. What if he was younger? Wouldn't we be going, oh my God, that's so cool. You found love with your first relationship?
Not if it's progressing this fast. But I think the added element of his age just makes it a little more bothersome for me. But because I feel like if it was two 27-year-olds who were getting all caught up in it and thinking about moving in and stuff, that's just them being infatuated and not thinking clearly. But he's a 58-year-old man who... I don't know. I just feel like he's taking advantage of her naivety.
And this is based on absolutely nothing really that you've said, but I just imagine this relationship kind of being him dictating everything and you just being very, very accommodating because you're just so happy to be in any relationship.
I don't really think so. I mean, I definitely, when it comes to making decisions and things like that, I put my two cents worth in. I mean, even the moving in situation, he suggested if I wanted to move in with him, you know, that I could, and I'm the one that's kind of waiting to see if I should do that or not. So I don't feel like I'm being led in any direction by him. I mean, he's just great. Like, you know, he gave me a promise ring, and, you know, he's given me time to think about that. And
A promise ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about your friends. Have your friends met him, and have you met his friends?
I've met a couple of his friends. I know them because they hang around my parents and things like that. And I've met, you know, one of his really good friends since we've been dating. And then the other friends I already know because, again, was friends with my parents first.
And what about him meeting your friends?
No, I've just told them about him.
Everything about him?
Yeah, about his age and everything like that. And most of them are skeptical as well. I have two friends that are really happy for me and think that it sounds great and the way that he takes care of me is amazing. But then I have other friends that really, you know, that are just skeptical about it and think that I'm going to get my heart broken.
Well, I'm probably in the skeptical camp. I got to be honest because I just want to plant a seed. Are you sure that he's not at a point in his life where he needs somebody to take care of him? Like, are you sure that once you move in with him that the tide's not going to turn a little bit and he's giving you promise ring, he's going to take you on vacation, he's the one that suggested you move in with him after such a short period of time, and I'm just curious, I mean, here's a 58-year-old man who's never been married, I'm just wondering if the roles are going to change a little bit once you get in there.
I don't think he's at that stage of his life yet. I mean, maybe like when he's in his 70s or something, but I don't see that he's in that stage of his life because...
I don't mean that he's elderly and disabled. I mean, like, he, you know, want... I mean, he's an older man who is... You know, I mean, you're going to end up... I'm just wondering if you're going to end up doing all these things for him domestically.
Concubine.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't do them now. I mean, like I said, the only thing I, you know, that I do domestically is if we decide to cook anything, he actually makes things for me and I make things for him. You know, I'll do, like, the dishes and stuff. But, I mean, everything else he does himself. So I don't know. I don't think that that's... in his agenda, but I mean, because he's so used to doing things for himself that mm-hmm. by this point, that I don't think that that's what he's counting on.
All right, the skeptics are calling in, of course. Good morning, Terry.
Yeah, I am having a problem buying this girl's story. I think she is not as naive as you think, and I think she might be after the poor man's money.
You think he's the victim in this?
She thinks he's a she thinks that Dana's a gold digger. Yeah. Hey Dana, what do you do for a living? Are you supporting yourself now?
Yes, I do. I mean, I work at a clothing store and I help do excuse me, my voice is going in and out. I help do buying for them and you know, I'm a buyer. I look at different clothing lines for them and I mean, I'm doing well. I don't need anybody to support me and obviously I've never thought about being a gold digger or going after men because I've never had a relationship. So if I wanted to be a gold digger, I could have done that, you know, years ago. It's not what I'm after.
Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I love your show. And I just want to say that I support her and in her happiness and everything. But I wouldn't, you know, go with a guy that was 31 years older than me, but whatever, you know, whatever makes her happy. I think, you know, when you find love, I think you should hold on to it. You know, it doesn't matter if it's the first person she dates, you know, just because it's that, I don't think she'll let it go.
So love is found in really, really strange places and really, really strange circumstances. I guess that's what we're hearing.
But I would like to say this, that I think promise rings are full of crap.
Promise rings are okay if you're 16.
What do you mean they're full of crap?
They're just crap. What does that mean?
Because it's not an engagement ring.
I mean, what is that?
It's a promise. It's what you give when you're not old enough to get engaged.
I don't know. I think it's crap.
And he's plenty.
I don't know what it says, really.
What is he promising you? Like, what's the significance of the ring?
It's a promise ring that you get when you when you are not old enough to get engaged.
It's right after prom, generally.
Yes. Although I just found out our intern, Mary Kate, has one. So,
well, she's graduating and going to prom here in a couple of weeks also. All right, Dana. Well, I'm not exactly sure where to go with this except to say we'll check in again with you in 2 weeks. I mean, it seems like every time we talk to you, this thing is like progressing in dog years, you know?
Well, in a couple of weeks, you'll be getting ready for your trip. So,
yeah.
We'll see how that's going.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dana.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Melissa Carter, tell us about some of the calls that we took yesterday from administrative assistants.
Well, it was Administrative Assistants Day, and so we were kind of just showing how much administrative assistants know in their office. That's why they have a day to honor them, because I think even bosses underestimate the power of their assistants. And so yesterday we decided to take the phone calls because we had the voice disguiser, and we took phone calls about affairs, about personal business that their bosses are doing through this, you know, their offices, about secrets of their bosses, like cross-dressing. I mean, just all these things that these assistants know about the boss that the boss doesn't realize that they know.
The voice disguiser really is a beautiful, beautiful device. I mean, because there's no accountability there unless some women gave up too much information, too many specifics yesterday.
I think one woman wanted to tell all, and she did her best to try without actually doing it.
Right.
Well, we have a hard time telling stories without details.
Yeah.
You know, so she was just giving the details of the story like she would tell her friends, but then it was given up a little bit more about
too
his
much.
Doctor and where his offices were and what, yeah.
So yesterday's Administrative Assistance Day, as Melissa says, so we kind of turned the tables and we allowed administrative assistants to call up, use the voice disguiser, and tell us what the biggest secret is that they know about their boss. And these women gave it up. I mean, totally deep, dark secrets. Here are some of the calls we took yesterday. Good morning. We are going to call you Julie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I work for a high-profile, let's just say, a consulting firm.
Uh-huh.
And the owner/president and very high-profile person in his field, and he was married, and his wife was pregnant, and he would travel to another state quite often and deal with a very high-profile attorney
mm-hmm.
who was unmarried. And as his wife gave birth to a little boy, this high-profile attorney in another state also became pregnant with twins.
Oh.
And she was unmarried, so it was kind of a big scandal, but it was very hush-hush. And because I deal with the firm in another state, you know, the admins would get together and kind of try to figure out what was going on. And I would constantly get the expense reports. I always knew where he was going, who he was calling.
Yep.
And his wife ended up finding out, which was very sad because, you know, she loved him dearly. But now he is kind of open about this relationship in a hush-hush way. But, you know, it's a little bit more well-known.
And you knew about this before anybody else in the office knew.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. We will call you Barbara. You're on the voice disguiser. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You're an administrative assistant?
I am, and I work for the government.
Okay.
And my boss is running his personal business through the government.
What?
Which is highly illegal, and if anyone finds out, he will be fired and could go to jail.
What do you mean?
I can't say what business it is, but he's been doing all of his transactions through the computer, and he does all his phone calls, and he leaves work to go handle the business, and every day, and I've been doing some of the work for him on the computer.
So he has this job, but he's not, like, funneling funds from the government into his business. He's just working for his own company on government time.
Right. Well, we're not sure about the money yet.
Yet.
What do you mean, yet?
Why, are you building the case?
Not exactly. No.
Is this the kind of thing that if he ever wanted, like, he could never fire you because you have information on this?
Well, he doesn't know that I know.
Oh, okay.
But you said
I'm dumb.
Well, he thinks you're dumb. Well, and you said you do some of the work on the computer for him in this business. So how does he not realize you know about his business?
Because the things that I have to do on the computer are not, how to explain this without revealing who it is. It's very detailed, but he thinks that I'm just doing something to help him. He doesn't think that it's something that I know is being produced for his company.
Is the government office that he works in similar to the business he's running?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Is this the name of a government official that if you said it, we would all know?
No, but the listeners would.
Okay.
My coworkers would definitely know.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't want to get you in trouble. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there are no shortage of calls. We could go on for 4 hours if we wanted to. Hey, Ashley, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
I work for an OBGYN office in Alpharetta, and this is very common in the medical field, but this one kind of has a little twist to it. One of the doctors that I work for has been sleeping with his medical assistant for close to about 3 years now, and the sad part about it is his wife has been just recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and he is constantly spending days and evenings with his medical assistant when I feel he should be home with his wife.
And he's in the medical field, and he's still doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And he has a credit card that he keeps at work. He keeps it taped to the bottom of his drawer in his desk at the Alpharetta office.
Mm-hmm.
And because the medical assistant that he's sleeping with is in the coming office. But he keeps the credit card taped to
bottom of his drawer in the Alpharetta office. And twice a month he brings the girl's bill, the medical assistant's bill, like her rent and her utilities and stuff like that, credit cards, car payment, insurance, everything, to the front desk, and he has us pay her bill with his credit card.
While his wife is sick in bed with breast cancer.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if her breast cancer is terminal or what the status is.
But it doesn't matter.
But people around the office suspect it. Nobody's been able to confirm it, but she's the office drunk. She's the one who gets drunk and ends up with her skirt, you know, in the back of her neck at every office party. But what's sad is that he'll put his wife in the car and send her home after each office party and jump in the car with his medical assistant. Like, it's not a big deal, and it's sad. It's so sad. And I mean, there have been times that his wife is called up to the office and she's not feeling well, and she wants me to get him out of a room with a patient, and I'm so tempted to be like, look, lady, your husband's sleeping with his medical assistant just for her sake, because she deserves so much better. But
I'm sure that'd be
You know what's gonna happen today is every woman or man, every person who knows an OBGYN whose wife is suffering from breast cancer, who's got an office in Alpharetta and in Cumming, is going to be going through their office, tearing it up, seeing if there's a credit card under the desk. Because that's the only way you're going to find out if the doctor with a wife with breast cancer is cheating on you in his office in Alpharetta or Cumming.
Which is why it's such a lovely thing that you all have this worst disguiser.
Don't worry, your secret is safe with us.
Seriously. Right.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Half a dime.
Hi, I just wanted to say good morning and call in to let you guys know I work for a mayor in the metropolitan area, and he also runs his personal business from the office.
Oh, okay.
Now, once again, you're not saying that this mayor is funneling money through the government. You're just saying he's doing his own personal business on government time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's an OBGYN with an office in Alpharetta.
Now, you're his assistant, correct?
Yes.
And the other caller was talking about how she was involved somehow in helping him out with the business without him realizing she was helping him out. Do you work in this extra business for him?
No, I just know people stop by and bring him stuff, and he'll have them mark it personal and confidential so that we don't open it and date stamp it. And he'll just put it underneath his door.
Right.
But I know that it's not government.
This is a mayor somewhere in Atlanta.
Yes.
Somewhere in the metro area.
Somewhere in the metro area.
Mayor.
Right. On any given 8-hour day, how many hours is he spending on personal business?
I would say at least three.
Three of the eight.
Yes.
Can I just reiterate just to the general public again why there is a day designed for administrative assistants? Because you need to freaking honor your administrative assistants because they know everything.
They know. Good morning, Sarah. Hey.
All right, Sarah,
I have to make mine really fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have an example now.
I support a senior VP and three VPs. And I had to basically, they fired their old assistant because she wasn't, you know, kowtowing to them enough.
Okay.
Anyway, I had to step in. And of course, you know, when you come in, they give you these are my important calls. These are the people I want to talk to. These are the people that you interrupt me for, So he gives me a list. He's like, I don't care where I am. This is the senior VP. I don't care what I'm doing. If these three people call, come get me. So I'm expecting, like, his wife, you know, he's got his wife, his son, his oldest son, and then he's got this other guy. So I'm like, all right, cool. Well, time goes on, and I noticed that the wife rarely calls, but the one guy on the list just calls all the time. And every time he calls, I don't care what my boss is doing, it's like, I'll go knock on the door, and I'm like, sir, you know, so-and-so's on the phone. Oh, I gotta go take this call. All right, so I can figure out what was going on. I'm like, hey, that's your business, whatever. Well, the guy ended up, and I'm sure Melissa knows about this, about how if you leave a voicemail, because I have access to all four of their voicemails. Because
you work for Metro PCS.
I get 3 minutes.
Oh, it's my assistant history.
I have access to all of their voicemails. And sometimes there's an issue where somebody will leave a voicemail for them, but it duplicates into mine. And the guy had left a voicemail and he hit the wrong button and CC'd it and left it also on my voicemail.
What did it say?
And, oh, my God. He was like, oh, we had so much fun this weekend. And he's like all this romantic talking about how I miss you and oh, you know, we just had this wonderful, passionate weekend. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
He's having the affair with the guy on his wife.
Yes.
Oh. Wait a minute, but wait a minute. Now, that's not the kicker. So I'm already tripping, right?
Oh, please,
I'm like,
can
okay,
it be?
I cannot believe this man is this. He's seen all his life with a dude.
Right.
Dude, this is wrong.
Okay, now. But having an affair is wrong for sure.
Well, then it turns out that the guy who he's having the affair with, we actually just hired him for a major, major project that we've got going on.
Well, he got the job because he's this guy's Mr. I guess.
Mr. And you said this guy's VP?
Senior VP.
He's a senior VP.
Senior VP, married with a kid, having an affair with a guy that he just hired on.
Yes.
Wow.
Ouch. They know.
They know everything.
They know. You think they don't know. I think we've proved they know everything. Sally, we only have time for you to tell like one line of your story. So what secret is it that you have on your boss?
He keeps a size 12 pair of ladies' red 6-inch stiletto pumps in his office drawer locked along with a black leather thong.
All right.
You're on The Burt Show.